Welcome to the Reclaiming Her podcast. I am your host, Brooke Belden. I am a healer of healers, a leader of leaders, and I am here to initiate women through their awakening and activate their innermost desires. This podcast is an opportunity for us to have the intimate discussions that I share with my clients and friends about the ways in which we heal ourselves so we can change the world. Hello, friends. It's so good to be back with you. I have been on a bit of a delicious rest, if you will. So many things happened that made this rest just happen. Some of it by choice, some of it not by choice, but it was so interesting. Back in the spring, I was working with my mentor, and one of the things that we, you know, really honed in on together was the power of my voice and how to really take full charge of using my voice and step into that more fully and confidently and all the things, right? And so I was like, yes, 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 I feel this. And then I got a terrible cough that I think now is RSV, followed by COVID. So isn't it fascinating how that can happen? And I think that, you know, a lot of us feel that our physical symptoms are just manifestations of the inner work that's going on. And so while I was like frustrated and annoyed, it was like, what is this? Why is this happening? Where, you know, I'm getting compliments on podcasts and videos, and people are reaching out and connecting, saying that, you know, I've never sounded more myself and the power of my voice and all this stuff, right? And then that happens. And so it was just like, what in the world that just threw me off? And I think what I have come to realize now with the irony of all of that is that while that might have been true, and I feel that it is and was, it's crazy how I know that it will be sharpened now, that it will be even more precise, because I think what was happening in that moment was a sacred pause, was God, the universe, source, having me take a seat yet again and pause to realign these other spaces within my life that would then sharpen my voice. Because my voice is just simply an extension of my soul, of being aligned with my soul. And so that's how I know that it's just going to get even more precise, because that's all that it is that it's me being more deeply connected to my soul and then expressing that through my voice. So today we're going to be talking about timing. We're going to be talking about, yeah, just some other things, but I just feel like that story is a way to kind of preface this. But I think beyond talking about timing, you know, it's like as we start to utilize these spiritual concepts, or we start to tap into these spiritual concepts, I always ask myself, what's it all for? What's it all for? Because I despise the term higher consciousness. I despise it, because really when we're looking at this spiritual unification and what that is that really it is just what God means is one. That is it. When we talk about spirit, when we talk about God, when we talk about this journey of consciousness, the evolution of consciousness, which I think is a much more accurate term than higher consciousness. But when we talk about this evolution of consciousness, what it is that we are talking about is becoming one, right? And understanding what that oneness is. And it starts obviously with getting reconnected to our soul. And by getting reconnected, when we become reconnected with our soul, we see the layers of trauma, this lifetime, past lifetimes, we have to heal that trauma. And then as we heal that trauma and we get a little bit more connected with who we are, we can get lost, or I think a lot of the spiritual world is getting lost in that, right? In this higher consciousness, in this elevation, in this look at me, I have ascended, right? And that is not what we're doing as human beings in this lifetime. And so I always come back to that. I know this is like big, heavy stuff, and maybe one day I'll do a whole nother episode devoted to that, but this is my process. And my process always leads me back to beautiful. And now in this moment of time, I have chosen to be a human being. And so how does this reconnection to my soul, this evolution in consciousness, this getting more aligned to who I am and therefore who I was designed to be in this human experience, what is the point of that? How do I become more human? How do I reconnect to my experience right now as a human being? And so that's what I always come back to. So as we talk about timing and divine timing, that's where it stems from. And take whatever you want from this episode, whether it's you've already got your moment of aha and enlightenment, or whether it's still to come, take whatever piece you want, but know that it's all woven together. And if you are following any of my Instagram content, or you're listening to this podcast, or you're working with me directly, always know that the intention is never to ascend. It's never to become higher than everyone else. Right? Because there's where we work in ego. And our work together is not to elevate your ego. Our work together is to become more clear on who it is that you were designed to be with your soul in this human experience. Okay. I think we laid the groundwork there. And now I'm just really going to talk very, briefly about timing. And I just want to share a story because this is really what's been going on with me over the past couple of months. So it started with this, you know, illness of my throat, not being able to connect on the podcast, but now understanding that, you know, when it is like, shh, sit down, be quiet, right? That of course there's a lesson there, and it took some time to kind of pick through and figure out what it was that that lesson was. But the fun part about that is that I actually didn't need to pick through anything. When I was patient, when I allowed divine timing to work its magic, that lesson showed up for me without having to do anything. Okay. And so I want to take a little bit of a step back as to, and share just a little bit more as to how, like when this lesson started and how I started to understand it. And it really starts back in December. And, you know, some of you know, if you're new to this episode or you're new to this podcast, then maybe you don't know, but you know, my work is a combination of what I have learned, in this lifetime, right? The skills that I've developed, and then also what I have brought into it from past lifetimes. And so, you know, my background in this lifetime is a therapist. I have training in human design, which is a beautiful tool, but it's also a beautiful love language once you start to really understand how it works for yourself and integrate it on a level that is within your body and not just within your mind. And then I come in with so much experience and knowledge from past lifetimes, really in the sacred feminine realm. And so, you know, when I bring all of that together, a lot of times when I am going through whatever it is, and a space of healing, a next space of growth, just connecting with source and myself, when I'm feeling disconnected, you know, that oftentimes starts with meditation. And so, you know, close my eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, really start to sink within my body, tap in, and sort of listen. you know, other times that can be maybe working with my mentor healer and being taken through just another form of meditation, could be a visualization, could be an activation, right? Just these little, all these words that basically say, close your eyes and tap within, right? And see what's going on within. And I did one in December, and what I saw was massive. It was this massive, like, information on my future and on my business and on the work that I am here to do, right? And so when I saw that in the moment, I immediately thought, this is here for me now, right? This is here for me right now. And so with that, I began to act, move, do the things, right, that could bring that to my life right now. And now it's so interesting because if you're looking at human design, I'm a human design manifester. And how the different designs, if you're new to human design, but hopefully you're not, and you know a little bit about human design if you've been listening to this podcast. So if you know a little bit about human design, there are five different energy types and just kind of how they all work together. So manifestors are here to initiate. They're here to get things started and to create, right? Generators are here to take that and give it life force. Manifesting generators are kind of this hybrid in the middle, or they're multi-passionate and can do a lot of different things. Sometimes they initiate a little bit. Sometimes they just breathe life really quickly into all these new projects. Projectors come in and they kind of help us course correct. They say, okay, this is what's going really well with that, and this is how it can be done better. And then reflectors just simply reflect back, is that working at all? So when we talk about initiation, especially when we're talking about business, we're talking about getting things started in this world, and we live in a very hustle and grind culture, and I live in the US, and we live in, you know, this Western world where it's like, go, 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 do, 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 make it happen. And a lot of that is counterintuitive to our design types, especially. And when you talk about, like, in human design and in the human design world, when you're talking about the different design types, oftentimes it's said over and over again that only manifestors can do that. Only manifestors can do that, right? That's really only for manifestors. And so, yeah, maybe, but I am here to tell you that not even manifestors can just see the visualization and then actualize it and make it happen. It's really in commune with the divine, and it's in divine timing. So it's not in my timing. As much as I was like, okay, there it is, and let's make it happen, it's just not in my timing. And what I have really learned through this process of, like, go and do and course correct and do again and try again and, you know, all of this stuff is that so much of what I have been attempting is so unnecessary. It is so unnecessary because I have absolutely lived out in my body what it feels like to get the urge. And that the urge is something within a manifestor that when they, like, know, it's like, whoop, they got to do something, right? It's like, you cannot stop them, get out of their way. When I mean, there's been so many times I want to write a book, I want to build my website, I want to build out this course. And it's like, I literally can do it in about 2 days, all of the work that's necessary when the urge is there. But trying to sit down and be like, okay, let's create some content for today. I mean, I could create podcast episodes for, I could create a whole season in 2 days when I had the urge. I can work out, like, a year's worth of workouts in 3 months when I have the urge. I can redesign my entire home when I have the urge, right? And it's so interesting because now I've really, over a course of a number of years now, I believe it's been two and a half years that I've been really working with human design, so that I've really been able to see what that urge and rest looks like. And it's not something I have to pray for. It's not something I have to connect to my, you know, like, get into the inner workings of my soul and see the foreshadow of my life. Like, it's really just something that I kind of have to, of course, we need to be aligned, right? We have to be aligned. I have to be clear. I have to be open, to be an open channel to receive. But then I have to wait, just like everybody else. I have to wait, like everybody else, for that urge to happen, because when that urge happens, that's when it happens. And I cannot force the timing to happen faster than that. And if I do, it is exhausting. And I'm sure everyone can relate to that. That if you try to force it, it's exhausting. And so if you're tired, if you're burnt out, if you feel like you're just a you know, hamster on a wheel, then what I would love to ask you is, how are you forcing the timing? You know, generators are here to wait to respond. So you feel a spark in your heart, and you plant that seed in the universe, and then you wait, right? You wait for it to show up in your life and respond to it. Projectors, wait for the invitation. Plant the seed that's in your heart and simply wait for the invitation. And you know what that invitation looks like and feels like, just like a projector, or I'm sorry, a generator will know what the how to respond and what that feels like. And reflectors are here to wait that moon cycle. And so we're all here to wait, right? Mine just happens to be, I have to wait for the urge. So it's been so beautiful to understand this and really reconnect with this, because what that has done for me is it's given me permission to go back and live my life. Right? Now we're coming back full circle as to what it is to be a part of this human experience. And that's what this has done for me, is that it's allowed me to say, oh no, I don't have to dedicate my full being to whatever it be. For me, it was business at the time. And I, you know, where this has come full circle, as I'll just share, is that in the next episode, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. But we've made the decision to homeschool our kids again. So they were home with us during the pandemic. They went back to the classroom last year. And now we're going to homeschool again this next year. And I had all of these questions because I've been, you know, really laying this beautiful foundation for my business this past year. And I put a lot of heart and soul these past 6 months into it. And by deciding to homeschool the kids again, it really made me worried and afraid, like, oh my gosh, well, then I'm not going to be able to make these things come true, right? I'm not going to be able to hit these goals or hit these milestones or do the things that I want to do and achieve the things I want to achieve in my business. And it's just such a lie because I absolutely will. Because I know what that urge feels like. I know what the urge feels like when the timing is right. And when the timing is right, it comes together. And I look back, and how I know this is because I look back on my life and I am in awe right now. I am in awe. When I look back to, you know, childhood, teenage years, early adulthood, and the things that I wanted the most in my life at this time were to be married, to have a couple healthy children, to live in a beautiful home, and have a business that excited me. And y'all, I have that. I have that. And so, of course, you know, somebody who is ambitious or somebody who has a vision, you're always going to have like that next thing, right? And that's great. But part of actually not just achieving the next thing, but having gratification in all the things is through timing. And then it's getting back to enjoying your life without hustling, without grinding, without forcing or pushing, but just feeling that timing within. Because it doesn't matter how spiritually evolved I become, it doesn't matter what my consciousness looks like in elevation or in evolution, as I like to say. It's how am I being a good human? How am I having this experience that I chose to have, chose to be a human? How am I doing it at max capacity, you know, like in max capacity for me? How does it feel the fullest, the most alive, the most present, the juiciest, all of the things that my soul is here to do and see and have and impact and feel? How am I maxing that out? That's what I want. That's what this is about for me. And this is how I'm applying my sacred timing to that process and this experience.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It is my deepest belief that one space that is healing now is the Sisterhood Collective. The ways in which we support one another and show up for each other, we were never meant to do this alone. So I ask you in joining me in this effort. If my work and my words are speaking to you, I ask you to share it out. Tell someone about this episode or about my offerings. Share this on social media and tag me at Brooke Belden so that I can see you and honor you. Leave a review so the vibration of this work can increase in the algorithms and some other woman who is searching